Enhancing Regional Preparedness for Fusarium Oxysporum FSP, Cuban's Tropical Race 4, FOC TR4, through Farmer Field School approaches Castries, St. Lucia, September 6, 2024. In a significant effort to protect the Caribbean's banana industry, the MUSA Technical Working Group of the Caribbean Plant Health Directors, CPHD, in collaboration with the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, United States Department of Agriculture, USDA APHIS, and the Caribbean Agricultural Health and Food Safety Agency, CA. The workshop, hosted in St. Lucia, is part of a larger initiative aimed at enhancing regional preparedness for Fusarium oxysporum, FSP, Cuban's Tropical Race 4, FOC TR4, through the innovative Farmer Field School, FFS approach. Why bananas matter? Bananas play a crucial role in the economies of many Caribbean nations, providing essential income to smallholder farmers and contributing significantly to export revenues. However, the increasing threat posed by Fusarium wilt, particularly the Tropical Race 4, FOC TR4 strain, has raised alarm across the region. Although the disease has not yet been reported in the Caribbean, its potential impact on banana production necessitates urgent action, particularly since the fungus can survive in the soil for decades, causing devastating losses to farmers. In his keynote address, Majd El-Khaki, FAO's plant pathologist, emphasized the importance of strengthening interregional collaboration to efficiently prevent and manage FOC TR4. This training equips countries to conduct surveillance, monitor risks, and input strict phytosanitary measures to prevent the introduction of the pathogen and contain it swiftly in case of an incursion, El-Khaki said. Workshop objectives. The primary goals of the workshop were to enhance resilience in Caribbean banana production systems by preventing and preparing for FOC TR4 using a training of trainers, TT, and FFS approach. Strengthen interregional collaboration for efficient FOC TR4 prevention and management. Increase awareness, policies, and strategies for more resilient banana production systems in the Caribbean region. Work with participants on drafting guidance for national contingency plans for FOC TR4 for small island developing states, SIDs. Over the course of the week, participants from 10 Caribbean countries, Barbados, Belize, Dominica, Grenada, Guyana, Jamaica, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago, engaged in intensive training sessions aimed at enhancing regional surveillance and response capabilities. The focus was on the critical role of prevention, early detection, and contingency planning. The sessions were facilitated by world-class experts in MUSA diseases and pest management, including Luis Perez Vicente, a renowned expert in MUSA diseases, Jaime Cadenas, regional expert on FOC TR4 from FAO Panama, Monica Gallo, a GIZ pest risk analysis expert and Master Farmer Field School trainer. Additionally, technical backstopping was provided by Nelson Laville, chairman of the CPHD, ensuring that participants received the highest quality guidance in preparing for a potential FOC TR4 incursion. The Farmer Field School approach, the Farmer Field School, FFS, is a group-based adult learning approach designed to teach farmers to experiment and solve problems independently. Also known as schools without walls, the FFS approach allows farmers to meet regularly with facilitators to observe, ask questions, and learn collaboratively. Initially developed to teach integrated pest management, IPM techniques in rice farming, FFS has since been adapted to various agricultural and non-agricultural activities, including organic farming and animal husbandry. By using the FFS approach, technical staff, extension workers, and other stakeholders were trained in how to best prepare for a potential FOC TR4 incursion, ensuring that countries are equipped with the knowledge and tools to address this serious threat. Looking ahead, the workshop also explored the latest research, best practices, and innovative solutions in combating FOC TR4. Lessons from this capacity-building exercise will be integrated into regional strategies for dealing with other plant health threats, including FOC TR4. As the Caribbean braces itself for the potential arrival of FOC TR4, This first-of-its-kind workshop marks a critical step in safeguarding the region's banana industry and the livelihoods of countless farmers.